Okay, good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I'm going to read this scenario because you need to understand all the details here. It's basically a twin, women who are twins, and an issue over a wedding dress. And it's not just any wedding dress. It's mom's wedding dress.
Oh, who's the most loved twin? Who's the fave?
Well, that that's not even it. It ends up that it's basically one passed on the dress and now is regretting it and wants it back. Is the short version. But let me read. Okay. We've been wedding dress shopping. Okay, so my sister and I are twins. She is engaged. She's planning the wedding. I'm sending her pictures on Pinterest for inspiration. She likes the mermaid dress style. What is that?
It's like tight form fitting, like pow, 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 pow.
And then it goes down like
a
mermaid
little,
tail.
Yeah.
And, oh, with a little thing on the bottom.
Little thing on the bottom, but you
like a mermaid tail.
Yeah, you look smoking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hard one to pull off as long as you got
Spanx.
Right.
Spanx and tape. At least that's what I did.
So mom is immunocompromised. We've been taking pictures and going over her house to show her, but she hasn't been able to come with us to enjoy the process. So mom had pulled out her own wedding dress and asked my sister, the one who's getting engaged, to try it on. She tried it and hated it because it was the opposite of what she wanted. Poofy, puff shoulders, you know, 80s. Mom asked if she would want to wear it just for the sentiment, and she refused. She said, no, let my sister have it, me.
Okay.
She writes this, okay?
Okay.
So the twin is getting engaged, turns down the wedding, mom's wedding dress. And the one who writes this says, okay, we all laughed about it. I asked my mom if I could have the dress. Maybe I could make some changes, and she was happy to give it to me. So I sew and I upcycle things, so I wanted to see if I could make it wearable. I actually really like it, aside from the poofs on the shoulders. So I've been working on it, and it actually looks really nice. It looks kind of like Kate Middleton's dress.
Ooh, I loved hers.
And I plan on wearing it on my special day. Now, the part that's not clear is whether she's with someone or anything, or just like...
Right, but she's planning eventually that she'll get married. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a pandemic. You're looking for something to do. This one is upcycling.
That's perfect. Yeah.
So we haven't been talking. My sister and I haven't been talking much. She's planning a bachelorette trip. So I haven't told her the stuff I've been doing to the dress. My mom posted a picture of it on Facebook. My sister saw it, texting me she didn't know I'd taken it. She asked if she could try it on. And of course, I said yes.
Yeah.
She came over and tried it on, started crying. I love that she loves it too. She started giving me suggestions, could add bling here. She wants the sleeves longer. I said, I intend on this dress being mine because she rejected it in the first place. But she got upset, saying this was supposed to be her dress, and now I'm being selfish.
Okay, that's where you lose me.
She says she wants to wear mom's dress now. And now she's been saying things like, my boyfriend isn't going to propose to me anytime soon. She was offered the dress first.
Now she's being a mean girl.
My dad and some of my family think it would be better if I just give up the dress and give it to her since she's getting married first, and it would ease the family tension. What should I do? It's a complex situation. 79 Coast, if you want to chime in on it. 792-6278. Let me try to paraphrase. Mom's dress, twins. Twin A is engaged. Twin B is not. Twin B said, okay, fine, I'll take the dress if you don't want it. Twin B is making it look nicer. All of a sudden, Twin A, who's engaged, wants it. And Twin B says, well, it's kind of mine now.
I
say they'd both just wear it.
That's what I was going to say. Give her, let her wear it. It's bigger fish to fry, right? If we have learned nothing in this pandemic... Look, her mom's immunocompromised. You haven't been able to see your mom. Your sister's getting married. Like, we're moving out of this. Like, let's not cause a family rift. There's nothing worse than, like, arguing between brothers and sisters or sisters and whatever, right? Just let her wear the dress. And then you can wear it, too. Like, they're twins. They're probably the same size. Twin B, whoever, you know... The one who didn't want it. The one who didn't want it at first.
It's confusing. It'd be easier if it was an older and younger sibling.
Yeah, she needs to apologize for like doing low blows and stuff. Look, you gave up the dress at first. So there's no reason why. Thank you very much for thinking that I made it amazing, which I did. But Blake, here, I'm going to let you wear it.
Oh, Thank you.
So you're Blake and I'm Kelly.
I'm sticking with the mermaid dress.
Okay, that would be much easier.
No, I see what you're saying. Like, why not just both wear it?
Just both
be
wear
done
it.
With it. You know what? If you like to alter, and I'm talking to the woman who wrote this, if you like to alter things,
yeah,
and that's part of your thing, clearly you're not even engaged yet. You have plenty of time to redo the dress for yourself.
And you might not even like it. And what if you don't get engaged in a year and you eat too much and you can't even fit into it?
And you're close with your sister. You're twins.
Right.
How meaningful is it that you took mom's dress, modified it so well that your sister loves it?
Exactly.
And then now you can modify it in another way for yourself.
Don't let it come in between your special day.
Oh.
And your mom's about to get her vaccine. Let's just have a good time. Have some Trulies, a little bit of champagne. You're going to be fine. Fine.
Let me just run through these calls real quick just to see if everyone else is on the same page. Maybe there are alternate solutions. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what's your take on the twin wedding dress situation?
Well, you had a good point there between letting the first twin that's getting married, the second twin just letting her wear it, and then her wearing it after. But I think that the first twin's now being selfish, in my opinion, because now she all of a sudden likes the dress after her mother had offered it to begin with, and she didn't like it.
Right.
But now all of a sudden she likes it because twin B has altered it, and now they're showing it off. And now she wants to wear it. So
right.
Twin A is the one being selfish.
Yeah. Well,
I agree.
I think most people would agree on that.
She's being
it's
crappy.
Just like, what do you do? You know?
Yeah. One of them's got to be the bigger person, and it's going to be twin B, so just give it back.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't, you know? Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It stinks.
Right. See, this is the problem with weddings. We should just skip weddings. You know, first, aside from weddings being discriminatory up until like yesterday, like they just cause problems.
Yep.
You know, and it's one day.
I don't do the wedding thing either. Yeah. Right. We've gone to a town hall, signed papers, let people know, and we're not even talking about the whole big thing because I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Just skip the stuff and go to the bar.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let me grab a couple of others so people can weigh in. Go ahead. What's your take?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Go ahead.
Hi. So I'm a twin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always twin B. So coming from twin B and just saying that not all twins are like even closer than regular siblings and anything like that. Twin B needs to stick to her guns and not give in.
Oh
really?
I like that.
Popular, now wait. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Twin B. Okay.
Stacy, so you say you're twin B. Do you mean like I don't want to say the second favorite, but is
but
that,
you're the second favorite? I'll say it.
I'm not necessarily it's not favorites. What it is in my family is twin A is more unstable and emotional. So we always had to.
I don't know. You start to sound
Whoa.
Like twin A. I'm just saying.
We always had to make sure twin A was extra compensated or extra congratulated.
Mm.
And things just come easier to you.
I'm seeing what you mean when you say that twins are not always super close.
Not at all.
All right. Thanks for calling, Stacy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Coast. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah.
All right, Sarah. What's your take on the twins and the wedding dress thing?
I don't know. Me and my sister are Irish twins. We're as close as we can be without actually sharing the embryo.
Yep.
And I have a very similar relationship, it sounds like, as these twins. So it sounds like twin B is much more creative. She looked at the dress and saw, what can I make as better?
Mm.
And the twin A looked at it and saw it as just a relic and didn't see that sentimental fashion part of it until it was fashionable.
Right.
I think that it's worth mending the relationship just to say, hey, look, you're more than welcome to wear it. I'll make the alterations that you want. But you owe me huge, first of all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you owe me an apology.
Yes.
And then she can then go and make the alterations to make it different for her wedding. But I think that it's both of their moms. It should be about their mom seeing that dress on both of her daughters. I'm sure that her mom,
yes,
which is really the most important part of it, would really love seeing it on both of them and have it be changed to reflect each of their personalities.
Boom. Irish twin. You win.
Yep.
That's it. Great response.
Did you like how we were responding like she was running a gospel choir? We were like, oh, yeah.
Preach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I get a hallelujah? Oh,
hey,
yes.
Man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Irish twins. Can we get another? Can I get a hallelujah? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. Kevin texted and said, I'm a twin. I've had these possession arguments a lot with my twin brother. The twin who turned down the dress should not get her way because she is bullying.
See, it's a different perspective from twins.
The sewing twin rightfully owns the dress and is not obligated to give in to the bullying.
Wow.
The first twin is a mooch. Oh.